The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Shane. Last night, protesters returned to City West after two nights of rioting. A smaller crowd attended as Gardaí maintained a significant presence. However, Gardaí are expecting four more nights of potential disorder at that location. For more on this, I'm joined by Conor Lally, Security and Crime Editor of the Irish Times. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What is the understanding of why the protests didn't recur in the same at the same level as before? Was it such a successful Garda operation, arrests and charges and so on, that people just stayed away because, you know, they would be nabbed?
Yeah, I mean, I think the, you know, certainly the Gardaí were very keen to those people who were detained on Tuesday night, and then there was far more obviously arrested on Wednesday night. There was over 20 arrests, I think 24 on Wednesday night. And then a lot of those people appeared in courts the following morning, and obviously they were named and their photographs were online all over the news outlets very, very quickly. So I guess that really is a red flag for other people. If you get caught, you'll be dealt with very quickly. You'll be before the courts instantly and you'll be named and out there. And I think, you know, Gardaí always believe that that will deter a lot of people. But generally, Pat, you know, in the last few years, what we've seen with these protests is very often when trouble flares, particularly if it's, you know, anti-immigration, far-right type protests, it can often continue for a few days. But generally speaking, the first time it happens is generally the worst. And then if there is a repeat performance in the days that follow, generally speaking, it's smaller and smaller as the days pass. So obviously, as I say, we had those really scary scenes, really frightening scenes on Tuesday night. We had a repeat of sorts on Wednesday. It wasn't quite as bad. And then last night, we had a much, much smaller crowd there, and it was much calmer there. There seemed to be, certainly some of the people there were like a, what you might call a genuine protest group.
Yeah.
And we didn't see the same scenes last night as we saw for the previous two nights.
Now, it's interesting that they are nabbed and charged very quickly. And this, I think, contrasts with the so-called Dublin riots of a couple of years back, where I know eventually they identified a lot of people who were guilty of looting and all the rest of it, and they did face charges. But it seems that the Gardaí and the courts, they've got their act together on, you know, processing people really quickly.
They have. And I think the other aspect is, you know, the Gardaí obviously caught a lot of people on Tuesday and Wednesday night. And I think that's probably because they were on top of the situation in general terms far better than they were back in 2023. I think they were pinned to their collars back then. And the idea of trying to arrest people during that operation wasn't really an option for many of the guards around the place. But on Tuesday night and on Wednesday night, because there was more control being exerted by the group of Gardaí that were there, the capacity to actually carry out an operation where you targeted particular protesters, you wanted to bring them in, arrest them, they were capable of that to a much greater extent than they were 2 years ago. So once they're arrested, really, and they have evidence, if Gardaí see them committing crimes, if maybe there's a bit of CCTV and so on, they can be charged at the Gardaí station really straight away, and then they will appear in court. But you have to be able to catch them on the night. And I think that's the big difference between what we saw on Tuesday and Wednesday night and what we saw 2 years ago.
Now, we know that eventually they caught a lot more people in the Dublin riots looking at things like CCTV. The Gardaí wearing body cams, of course, gives them extra footage to identify people who might think they've successfully disguised themselves in balaclavas and so on. And Gardaí have issued some of the footage so that people may help them with their inquiries.
That's right. So the body cams were essentially rolled out in parts of Dublin, in Limerick and Waterford, beginning last year. And while it's still at a pilot, you know, stage, a lot of those cameras are in use now. And I was out there on Tuesday and Wednesday night, and I saw a lot of the Gardaí wearing those cameras, and they were turned on. So I think this body cam footage is going to be a really significant aid for Gardaí in trying to pick off these people now in the weeks ahead. As you said, after the scenes of 2023, we have seen a slow trickle of people being detained and charged before the courts. But I guess you know, those scenes involved hundreds and hundreds of people, and the number of people who have been charged in relation to that is relatively small. And I think you'll probably see a much bigger number now being charged over Tuesday night and Wednesday's events. And the body cameras, I think, will come in very handy there. Gardaí, for the first time yesterday, released body cam images of the start of the riot on Tuesday night. So horses were essentially being charged into lines of uniform and public order Gardaí, and that was at the very start of the incident. I believe that's the first time that any body cam footage has ever been released publicly by the guards, and I think it was to generate press coverage to urge people who can help the Garda inquiries to come forward. But the footage was also a warning to people that, look, there are countless guards out here wearing these cameras. They're recording images like the images you can see now on your phone. And if you engage in rioting, you'll be caught on camera and we will be able to ID you and we will charge you. And then the other aspect of it is, Pat, certainly on Tuesday night, because the trouble went on for such a long time, I saw some people who at the beginning were wearing balaclavas and hoods, and then they got a bit more careless and they engaged in some very serious rioting, and those balaclavas and hoods were gone. So I think people got a bit in too much in their comfort zone. They thought they could do what they like, and I think the body cam footage will actually trip them up in time.
Now, the Gardaí have to keep people on standby over this holiday weekend because they fear there might be some recurrence of what went on. But also they have to maybe deploy elsewhere. You may have heard in our news headlines there the story about some trouble in Basin Lane in Dublin 8 outside an asylum centre. So they could be stretched.
They could be. And if we cast our minds back to a couple of years ago, we had a series of arson attacks, and once we had one, then we had two, and then we had lots more. And the fear always is here is that once these incidents catch hold, you know, you might have a pattern, either places being set on fire or, you know, glass bottles and rocks being thrown at these places and fireworks being launched. And the fear is now that people will take their lead from the events outside City West on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and they may try to engage in that type of behaviour on a smaller scale at other IPAS centres. And we did see, as you say, some of that last night. So Gardaí will be hoping that was a once-off incident. But, you know, copycat attacks, as I say, can take place. And we did see that with these arson attacks over a period of probably about a year or a year and a half, several years ago. We obviously have the added complication that Halloween is around the corner. So there's a lot of young lads out collecting wood for bonfires. There's a lot of fireworks in circulation. Antisocial behaviour generally goes up around Halloween. And that will be all part of the mix now over the coming week. And then, as you say, the City West IPAS, fears that there will be more trouble there. That hasn't quite passed yet. And Senior Gardaí said yesterday that they had plans in place to have a major policing operation there for at least the next 5 days. So there will be a lot of resources kept out there just in case things kick off there again. And obviously Gardaí will have to be, you know, very, very careful and be ready to respond really quickly if there are any smaller scale issues anywhere else, such as we saw last night.
Conall Alley, Security and Crime Editor with the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us. Well, now I'm joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, Why Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the question of disinformation online and how it feeds into the behaviour we saw at City West.
Well, we're going to get a sense of deja vu with this, or I certainly am. If you remember back to, say, last year with the Southport riots in the UK, that was massively exacerbated after children were attacked. And then online reframing of this as an immigrant crime drove a lot of emotive response to it. In fact, Tommy Robinson famously put out a tweet last year in relation to that, which drove a lot of the riots across the UK. And indeed, he's commenting on this one too. So again, the ostensible cause of this has been, and we need to be careful of believing this, the ostensible cause has been a young girl assaulted, and this being blamed on an immigrant. Now, again, the Irish legal system is such that we cannot identify people as these trials go on, but that has not stopped the online speculation, a lot of it contradictory and all of it inflammatory and all of it blaming immigrants. So this has really exacerbated what we're seeing on the ground.
Now, you've been looking at the stats in terms of, you know, what happens in the population generally and what happens in terms of the immigrant population as it can be identified, whether it's Eastern European or whether it's African or wherever, Middle Eastern, wherever they come from, and in terms of crime rates within the cohorts in proportionate terms.
Well, this is really interesting because, again, even if we took people at face value at this and said they were concerned about this horrible thing that happened to this young girl, it's kind of, the actions are kind of contradicted because firstly, Irish people commit crimes all the time. In fact, they commit them at a much higher rate than people in IPAS centres. And that is something we have documented. Earlier on in the year, Fox News, for example, the American news outlet, if we can call them that loosely, claimed that immigrants were driving up crime in Dublin, which was contradicted by a very good the journal.ie article, which broke down that claim and pointed out it's not true. In fact, crime rates are down to 20-year low, even though immigration has increased. So this entire narrative that immigrants are bringing up crime is wrong. Even if we look in the areas around IPAS centres, they are not higher crime rates than their surrounding areas. And that is, with the exception of when they're attacked in arson attacks, in which case they are the victim of crimes. And again, we live in a country where 50% of our nurses and over 40% of our doctors are immigrants. So this narrative that is put around that immigrants are coming in and driving up crime rates is fictitious. But it's the kind of thing that Nigel Farage would boost in the UK, calling it lawless Britain, even, by the way, in the UK, when the stats are the exact same. Crime has not gone up because of immigration. So even if an immigrant committed a crime in this instance, that does not sweep to a generalizability. You can't suddenly go and point that. And unfortunately, that's what's happening. So while people are being described as protesters, whether they know it or not, they're implicitly accepting a narrative that immigrants are somehow more dangerous than Irish people, which is, and we need to, the data does not support that in the least.
So if you have, for example, child abuse in an Irish home and someone is eventually charged, you are not going to see riots down at the local spar shop because of it. That's the reality.
Absolutely. In the Irish criminal courts this year, if you follow the reporting, and again, reporting around sexual crimes because of Irish law, we are very respectful towards victims, and a lot of the stuff is and anonymized or kept very, you know, not identifying. But there's been several cases of just this week, two Irish fathers convicted of horrific abuse of children and things like that. Yet there's not riots in Dublin about that. And again, we had the whole scandal of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. People weren't rioting over that. The fact that there are riots, and by the way, isn't the Gardaí described this as recreational rioters?
Yeah.
So you have people who are showing up. This is a fig leaf that these people are wearing to justify violence. And a lot of it has been exacerbated greatly by the online commentary. The single biggest predictor of whether a claim goes viral, if it induces disgust and anger, and even better, if it can focus that anger at a vulnerable group. And in this case, that has certainly been happening. But we have to put this in context. This isn't just happening now at the 2,000 odd, and again, we'll call them protesters very loosely. I think rioters is probably a better term. With those people there, we've had a whole series of arson attacks on IPAS centres. And I also need to point out a lot of this is not driven intrinsically Irishly. For example, we saw a lot of the anti-immigrant rhetoric that was spread around by Irish accounts last year was found to come from the United States or from external actors in Russia and elsewhere, even though they identified as Irish online. And if you see the narratives on the platform formerly known as Twitter or X, they're usually by anonymous accounts claiming to be Irish, trying to amp up that hatred.
All right, David, thank you very much for joining us. That is David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, Why Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.